Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 20-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 3 choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1. Do you see any further advances in the area of energy conservation, Professor?
We definitely won't be driving petrol-efficient cars. There will be far more fuel-efficient cars that don't use carbon energy.
Fascinating. And I believe they will be much more environmentally friendly. Two. Are the teachers involved in your drama club?
Not at all. Our club is in charge of everything, from choosing actors, writing scripts, to designing the costumes, and even producing the brochure.
Sounds like a recipe of course to me. Three.
My friend recommended you to me, and I want to know what treatments you offer and how much they are.
We've got many excellent treatments. Scott is the best therapist in town. You can have a manicure with him for £30. He also does leg waxing at the same price.
Okay, actually, I only need a massage. I've got a sore back from playing tennis.
Four. Devi is of a similar age to the other contestants. He's an unemployed musician. He likes discussions, and he got something different to offer.
So, do you think he'll fit in the project?
Well, I doubt whether we want people with 2 strong personalities. You can choose from a variety of extracurricular activities. We've got an award-winning university newspaper and women's football as well as a basketball team.
Sounds great. When's the deadline for application?
You can get more details about the application procedure and fees in the prospectus.
Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions, each with 3 choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter
on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1. Good morning. How can I help you?
Have you got any last-minute deals for fall tonight? I want to go this weekend.
Let's see if I can find something for you. How about a package holiday to Los Angeles? It includes trips to Disneyland and Universal Studio, and it's only £800.
No, I went there last summer. It was great, but I don't really like package holidays. I want something with a bit of excitement and adventure.
How about a Mediterranean cruise? It's really popular with young people, and it's £3,000.
It sounds good, but to be frank, my budget is £1,800.
There's a really good backpacking trip to Bolivia, and it's only £1,650. It includes all your accommodation, meals, and internal flights.
Well, are there any excursion?
Yes, there's a 3-day tour of the Amazon rainforest, or a 4-day excursion to Machu Picchu.
The Amazon tour sounds brilliant. Yes, I think I'll book the Bolivia backpacking trip. Can I do that now over the phone?
Of course, I need to take more details. Conversation 2. In our radio air, we have a Grading Fox who is on the campaign trail. Now, Mrs. Fox, it's only 3 weeks till the general election. How's the campaign going?
Thank you, John. I'm fully confident that the Conservative Party will win this general election and that the people of this country will welcome 5 more years of good conservative government. Our economy is growing stronger, and now is the right time for income tax cuts.
But you said you would lower taxes 5 years ago, but you didn't, did you?
Our economic policies over the last 5 years have given us one of the strongest economies in Europe, with some of the lowest rates. We said that we were going to lower interest rates in the last election, and we have delivered our promise.
But I don't think low interest rates are the same as lower taxes. Why should we believe you on your promise to lower taxes this time?
The economy of the country is now very healthy, and now is the time.
5 years ago, you said you were going to spend more money on health care, and you didn't. Now we have fewer hospitals, and the waiting lists are enormous. Hospitals are also understaffed.
In the last 5 years, we have spent more on the health care system than the Labour government spent in their last 10 years.
But the Labour Party was in power over 12 years ago, and with inflation, and the higher cost of living, you can't really compare spending 12 years ago and today, can you? Then, what would a new conservative government do to tackle unemployment?
Unemployment has been falling steadily over the last 5 years, thanks to our training schemes.
But those schemes just keep young people out of the unemployment statistics for a few months. Very few of them get jobs in the end. In fact, all you did was to play with the statistics to make it look as if unemployment was falling. Well, what about more action on poverty?
By reducing government handouts, we have encouraged people to find themselves jobs. We believe in making people independent. There are jobs if they look hard enough.
And what about your party's attitude to Europe? There's been a lot of argument in the party recently about whether we should have closer links with Europe.
There are no divisions within the Conservative Party. We are united in our belief that we will maintain close links with Europe in the future. But a close relationship with Europe doesn't mean that we will hand over government of this country to a central European government.
We've run out of time. Thank you very much, Mrs. Folks.
Thank you.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. After each item, which will be read only once, there will be a pause. During the pause, read the question and the 3 choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16.
Thousands of Muslims living in southern Nigeria are reported to be fleeing north following growing tensions after recent sectarian attacks. Many Christians are reported to be heading in the opposite direction. Last week, dozens of Christians were killed by the militant Islamists Boko Haram as gunmen from the group shot at random in churches, at a community center and beauty salon. On Monday, a mosque was reportedly attacked in Edo State in the south, injuring 10 people, apparently in response to last week's fatal shootings of Christians. The president of the Nigerian Christian Association, speaking before the mosque attack, expressed his fears that Nigeria may be on the brink of a civil war.
On the surface, the sporting venues in Palembang look grand. But look a little closer, and you'll see that organizers are still trying to get things ready in time. Allegations of graft have marred the games from the start. Mohammed Nazaruddin, a senior politician from Indonesia's ruling party, has been accused of taking bribes worth millions for awarding contracts to build the athletes' rooms. He's consistently denied the allegations, but the scandal has cast an ugly shadow on the event. Organizers admit the corruption scandal has impacted Palembang's ability to host a successful games.
19.
The Secretary General of Football's world governing body, FIFA, Jerome Valcke, has expressed concern about Brazil's preparations for the 2014 World Cup. James Reid reports.
With their flair and skill, Brazil's footballers have delighted fans around the world for decades. But FIFA is less than pleased with the way the country's preparing to host the World Cup in 2 years' time. Jerome Valcke said not a lot was working, and the organisers needed, as he put it, a kick up the backside. He added that Brazil appeared to be more concerned with winning the World Cup than running it. The comments will not go down well in Brazil, where FIFA's demands on ticketing, marketing and alcohol sales have provoked widespread opposition.
Congress is studying how to change immigration policies. In an effort to get more foreign students to stay and work in the United States. Many foreign students come to the United States to earn advanced degrees in science, technology, engineering, and math. But many are unable to get a visa to live and work here after they graduate. So far, no agreement has been reached on how to stop this so-called reverse brain drain. The loss of highly skilled workers usually involves developing countries losing them to wealthier ones. Critics say immigration policies in the United States are too restrictive.
This week, President Obama appointed Richard Cordray as director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The new government agency says it has already made home loans and credit card agreements easier for Americans to understand. But the Obama administration said the Bureau cannot supervise financial products like home loans without a director. Mr. Obama announced the appointment Wednesday during a visit to Ohio. It was his first political campaign trip of the year. He told the crowd that the severe economic crisis 3 years ago did not happen because of too many financial rules.
Section D. In this section, you will hear a radio talk about some stories of criminals around the world. The talk will be read only once. For question 21 to 30, complete the notes which summarize what the speaker says. You will need to write a word or a short phrase. Remember to write the answers on the answer sheet.
Movies often portray criminals as masterminds with complex plans and a clever sense of humor. In reality, however, the opposite seems to be closer to the truth. Many criminals are inconceivably stupid. Here are three stories of criminals who weren't as smart as the ones in the movies. In Belgium, a man who was suspected of robbing a jewelry store was tracked down and captured by the police. At the time he was arrested, he insisted that he could not possibly have been the robber because she had been somewhere else the entire time. The police asked where he had been, and the man admitted that he had been in a completely different neighborhood that night, breaking into a school. Upon hearing this, the police officer grinned, checked police records, and found out that the school had indeed been broken into, and a great deal of expensive damage had been caused. The officer went back and wrote up a new arrest report for the criminal for the school break-in. The second one took place in England. A British man with an intense hatred of a particular American couple created a website announcing that he would pay a reward to have the couple murdered. The website was quite detailed, with photos of the American couple and specific information about where to find them. It also included the British man's contact information and instructions on how to collect the reward. The officers followed the instructions exactly, which made it easy for them to collect the man for attempted murder. Now, we come to the last one. At a crime prevention fair in the United States, the police was showing some children how they used the computer in their car to access the database at the police headquarters. A man came up and listened to their conversation, and the police explained more about the computer system. The man inched closer and closer. Finally, his curiosity was too much, and he asked the police to demonstrate how the computer worked. The officer took his driver's license and entered in the ID number. A few moments later, the screen lit up, showing that the man was wanted for armed robbery. The officer put handcuffs on them and asked him to sit in the back seat of the car, and took him for a drive to the headquarters.